It is significant for us. But for people on the East Coast, for people in the South, for people in the Midwest, they have no clue what it is.
Senator Lisa Murkowski talks about the reduction in federal funds to Alaska. And bears are out and about in Haines. It's a KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friedenauer. Those stories and more up next. Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski visited Haines and Klukwan on Friday, hearing a range of concerns and comments, mostly relating to funding issues or government regulation of business and resources. The senator devoted a large part of her speech before the Chamber of Commerce members, criticizing partisan politics in Washington. She also mentioned that the amount of federal spending Alaska has been used to in the last several years is on the decline. One such example is the Secure Rural Schools funding. Haines School used to receive about 20% of its total funding from Secure Rural Schools entitlement, a program Murkowski said she is working to extend.
Part of our difficulty is it's just the states in the West that have Secure Rural School funding that rely on their PILT monies. It is significant for us, but for people on the East Coast, for people in the South, for people in the Midwest, they have no clue what it is. All they know is that, wasn't this a program that was supposed to be phasing out, and so therefore it just should be wiped off the books. There's not an understanding or an appreciation.
The senator said the new bill would have incremental decreases of about 5% a year over the next 4 years. The funding is tied in with the transportation bill sitting in conference right now, although she's hopeful it will pass, she said. Other funding has taken a hit because earmarks have been disallowed. One such program affected in Haines is Big Brothers Big Sisters. The program lost an important federal funding source this year that has affected the program in several small communities. Murkowski said money is still available when legislators insert money into the budget for grant programs that can take the place of earmarks. But competing for those grants is tough for many Alaska programs.
It's tough for us to compete because the population that we serve is so limited, it's so small. And yet the need is big. So you're asking for a fair number of dollars to serve a small population. And so when you look at it that way, it's tough if you're competing against a big city where they're going to be able to serve hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of kids. So I worry about the sustainability.
Murkowski also discussed the Sea Alaska land bill sitting in Congress. The legislation would fulfill Sea Alaska's final land conveyance as promised under the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. She said the bill may have trouble passing on its own and will likely be bundled with other land bills to help it along.
If there is an opportunity to advance it, it will be because we have built a package of lands bills. Historically, that's what we do in the Senate because these lands bills are very unique to one state, one region, and so on its own, it doesn't generate enough interest to take up floor time for debate, and so what we try to do is provide a package.
Earlier in the day, the senator was in Klukwan, visiting with the Chilkoot Indian Village leadership. She discussed issues with village housing and energy sources. She also joined in a roundtable at the Haines Library later in the day to hear concerns from local borough and business leaders. We'll have more on Murkowski's visit on our Monday evening newscast when we'll tell you about her disappointment with the Army Corps of Engineers' progress on local projects and more about her discussion with Klukwan representatives.
Senator Murkowski continued her tour of Southeast Alaska Thursday with a visit to Skagway. Though her planned February trip was canceled due to weather, the drizzly gray of Thursday did not dampen the spirits of this southeast-born senator. Included in her visit were the Skagway Chamber of Commerce annual meeting and a roundtable discussion with borough assembly members and community representatives. The main issue Murkowski discussed throughout the day was the new EPA Emission Control Area Rule, set to go into effect August 1st. The rule requires a low-sulfur fuel be used by all ships, with the allowable sulfur standard to drop even lower in 2015. This law, Murkowski said, will lead to freight costs rising in Southeast Alaska by 20 to 25%, with the potential for additional increase as fuel is further regulated. She also said the new regulations would impact Skagway's tourism industry, with a possible $100 increase in Alaska cruise ticket prices that could cause consumers to seek other travel destinations.
Keep in mind, Alaska is the only state of the 50 that is impacted this way, because everybody else can go outside of these waters and be in compliance. One of the things that the freight industry is looking at would be a conversion to LNG powered engine technology to serve their Washington, Alaska routes. That would obviously reduce your emission levels. But you just can't flip a switch and have your freight vessels all converted. It's going to take some time. And so we're saying to the EPA, if the companies, the freight providers, are willing to make this investment, give them the time to do so.
Brought to Murkowski's attention were problems with Skagway's postal service. Several attendees voiced concerns about the quality of service provided due to understaffing. With only one full-time staff member, receiving important deliveries related to health and business has become an issue. Murkowski promised immediate action and has already encouraged the Alaska Postmaster General to visit Skagway as soon as possible to better assess the situation. Following the Chamber of Commerce meeting, Murkowski met with Skagway Assembly members and local representatives. Expansion of the White Pass Railroad and Skagway Harbor, tribal health care concerns, and hydroelectric power project possibilities were discussed during the two-hour briefing. For KHNS, this is Jim Devereaux in Skagway.
There's been much bear activity this week in the Haines area. Earlier this week, residents on Beach Road called police to help deter a bear that broke into a shed, opened a freezer, and ate a bag of tater tots. The bear is reported the next day licking a barbecue grill in the area. At least one resident shot at the bear and was able to chase it off, but it returned to the area several days in a row. The bear has not been spotted since Wednesday. However, plenty of other bears have been. According to Haines police, a bear posing a threat to a goat was shot by the goat owner in the Cathedral subdivision on Thursday. Police shot rubber bullets at another bear in the Lutac area Thursday. And yet another was seen ambling near the Jones Point Cemetery neighborhood the same day. Also from Haines police, a traffic accident Thursday evening on the Haines Highway injured several people. Police Chief Gary Lowe said a vehicle overturned near 19 Mile, trapping several individuals inside. All had minor injuries. Lowe said an investigation into the accident continues, and it's not known at this point if alcohol was a factor or what the cause of the accident was. More Alaskans are filing to run for the state legislature as the deadline approaches. As of this morning, only a quarter of the races remained without a challenger. That number was close to half earlier this week, and about a third from yesterday. The filing deadline for the August 20th primary is 5 p.m. Friday. All 40 House seats are on the ballot, as they always are. 19 of the 20 Senate seats are also up for grabs. Only 10 Senate seats are usually on the ballot, but redistricting changed boundaries enough to require all but one to go before voters. That one is Juneau's Senate district, that now also represents Skagway. Retired University of Alaska political science professor Clive Thomas said those new boundaries may be a factor in unchallenged seats.
It might have put off some people. I think that basically the way the redistricting has worked, which is basically a political process, whatever people may say.
Haines Republican incumbent Bill Thomas will not have to run against anyone in the primary, but he will face Democrat Jonathan Christ Tompkins in the general election. And Democrat Senator Albert Kukesh will face Republican Bert Stedman. Voters in Skagway will find their new representative, Democrat Kathy Munoz, is running unopposed. Senator Dennis Egan is the one senator not up for election this year. This is Margaret Friednauer in Haines with Jim Devereaux in Skagway for KHNS News. Thanks for listening to your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support.